Blog Talk Radio.
Equalize and justice for all. Rise and never fall. Tell them, say, boom. What they gonna do when not for them not true?
Say, what they gonna do, them get slew, yeah.
Who do you think you are?
We're living in a small world.
As wicked as you think you are, we're living in a small world. Fire getting burned, that day will come when they will try to escape, when there will be nowhere to run. That day will come when I shall see they handing over bombs and bayonets and bullets and guns. That day will come when emperors will have to yell and fight the wall and they get to loot them from out of this slum, yeah. And the day I would love to see their face for all those evil they do to the human race and try to take things out of place. Run away to space, to them in a world. After one adjustment, you have to get to say. When them find out that them can't escape, that mistake and none of the people them trace. Smile on my face, that day will come when I stand and see all those wicked men in the fire getting burned. That day will come when they will try to escape and they will be nowhere to run. That day will come when I shall see they handing over bomb and bring it and bullets and gun. That day will come when emperors will ask me and shall rise the world they get to do them out of this slum. Boom! Who do you think you are? We're living in a small world. As wicked as you think you are, we're living in a small world. As slick as you think you are, we're living in a small world. Think you are. We living in a, the one that me and Nagi tell them, escape today, you can't escape tomorrow. Make sure you stay about any kind of borrow. Make sure you don't left no life in a sorrow. Make sure you're not lean and straight like arrow. Make sure your brains not push out in a barrel. Make sure you not make them walk out and borrow. Yeah, make sure your meditation and narrow judgment. Everyone tell them something, the other one. That day will come when I stand and see all those wicked men in the fire getting burned. That day will come when they will try to escape and there will be nowhere to run. That day will come when I shall see their handing over bombs and bayonets and bullets and guns. That day will come when emperors will last and shall rise up on the wings of the heavens and of the sun. Them going up in flames for all the innocent going down the drain. You have to pay for these shackles and chains and pay for these washing of the brain and pay for these guns and cocaine. This sick and the lame. All right, that day will come when I shall stand and see all those wicked men in the fire getting burned. That day will come when they will try to escape and they
You can find me on the block, the slab, like Brillo pads and glad bags. Hollering fools, just as addicted to the fast cash. Niggas fast out when they surviving from a grab bag. Pull that Mac out, put a bullet where it's bad jack. Fuck a petty robbery, niggas are stripped, NASDAQ. Scoping out officials, hiding where they put the trash at. Casing out the house, documenting all the routes. Cut them slipping in the driveway and empty his account. Then he's hanging up his spouse, taping explosive in her mouth. Telling nobody's getting out till we receive the full amount. Without a doubt, we kill every motherfucker in the house. Ain't the average nigga posted on the corner with an ounce. I'm a dedicated gorilla with a deadly disposition. Just itching when you sleep on the floor, you can't fall down. All I need is an excuse to martyr out, cause real niggas don't die, we multiply within a drought. You can kill the revolutionary, not the revolution. Like the spirit of Machiavelli resurrecting the movement. Everything that we believe is documented in the music, so generations to come and know exactly why we do it.
Real niggas don't die, cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place.
Real niggas don't die.
What you call authorities, remember my people know what you say.
Real niggas don't die.
When your kids go to school, if I die, you gon' get it either way.
Real niggas don't die.
Rather die fighting for liberation than they keep living like a slave.
No, real niggas don't die.
I come from the motherfucking slums where the U.S. government flooded with drugs and guns. Underground economy, tax-free policy, turf dictatorship. This is not democracy. Body after body, these casualties piling up. We love the spirit eternal, so we don't give a fuck. Wanna know what the afterlife is like? Every time you go to sleep, shit, we die every night. I'd rather die trying to fight than live trying to hide. If I'm hiding, I'm awaiting the right time to strike. You can't kill an idea, I'm not just a man. I represent something bigger than, nigga, I'm just saying. So what you think you really gonna do to me? This realm is temporary and illusory, excuse me. You fools don't really wanna make me a martyr. I'll come back and hunt you harder as earth fire.
Real niggas don't die,
cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place.
Real niggas don't die.
What you call authorities, remember my people know what you say.
Real niggas don't die.
When your kids go to school, if I die, you gon' get it either way.
Real niggas don't die.
Rather die fighting for liberation than they keep living like a slave.
No, real niggas don't
die. I'm immortal,
die.
You cannot destroy me, boy. I'm a soldier, I was born for war, I thought I told you. I've been crazy, ain't shit you can say to me to calm me down. I'm still tripping off slavery. I'm the ghost that invokes the souls of those who oppose the social order. I'm on one, can't stop, won't stop. Soon as the funk pop, we gon' rock off top. I'm resurrection for the middle passes to kill you bastards. I'm a torturer, torment you forever after. I'm not a rapper, I'm real gorilla, I really clap you. And this get out of for anybody, you know what happened. I run up on Donald Trump with a pump. Stick him up, hit him up, throw his ass in the trunk. And if I get assassinated, everyone retaliated. Crackers get decapitated, I am
real
not exaggerated.
Cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place.
Real niggas don't die.
With what you call authorities, remember my people know what you say.
Real niggas don't die.
When your kids go to school, if I die, you gon' get it either way.
Real niggas don't die.
Rather die fighting for liberation than they keep living like a slave.
No, real niggas don't die.
Earthquake 7.0 spin a verse to make the earth shake. Natural disaster, volcanic eruption, magma reducing these cats to ashes like overkill to the maximum. Scientific reaction, imbalance with shifted acts. My tectonic plates that clash and cause a massive chain reaction. Shake the earth's surface, Armageddon, let the Quranic verses prophesize the coming of the enemy, Islamic service. My magnitude is split the concrete. Ain't the forces made by man can stop me from kicking off a tsunami. Our competition, get body, we something that you cannot see. We like volcanoes spewing lava when we drop heat. Banging on these Nazis, me and Evie rock beats. Us the conscious rappers is like Stalin versus Trotsky. Our monsoon with 100-foot waves. We kicking asses, taking names, making the fascist state evacuate.
Can't stop, can't stop. wreaking massive havoc on capitalist fascist bastards, causing major damage to management, manufacturing, post-traumatic flashing on spasm. I'm getting active from thorosaurus to moratorus. I'm going hard, so hard like I'm on the phone, y'all. Oh Lord, we wash everything away like tidal waves. Black riders, revolutionary, suicidal, man. We march as far as the whirlwind. We will win. We kill shit to build shit to the world end. Tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons influencing the youth with the music flooding like monsoon. I'm monsoon with war moves, I won't lose. I wreck your home like the retro storms. I go from flaming hot to extra cold. We the weather used for weapons and war. Let's go.
Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop.
The weather is weapons and war. Wiping out campaign. It's inevitable. It's impeccable. Unforgivable. It's the weather. Cataclysmic. It's a catastrophe, man. Black Rider. Glorious. Glorious. Man, glorious. Man, glorious. You feel me?
Can't stop. Can't stop.
Minimal cleaning, plus I'm easy to dismantle for maintenance of my machinery. So big it is, ingenuity, virtually indestructible.
He comes around the men and historically proven functional.
Duplication in China, with a slightly shorter muscle, though. My front place was a Russia, most popular across the globe. What about they call me Chop? Listen, I call me Rashad. Get my nickname from the sounds that I be making when I'm knocking. Double rounds of the establishment from the Middle East to Compton. Find me rocking with the fashion, who lives with limited options. The shots are down in the bottom, trotting it down the knowledge. In the hands of the oppressors, where you find me the most common. But the 42 100 for meta minute to rockers. As soon as my chambers pop, then my owner can get it pop. I make an arsenal no complete. I'm the gorilla's choice of weapon. What's my motherfucking name? They call me KK47.
Yeah, oink oink bang bang. Real power come from the barrel of a gun. See, now Satan teaches us the war is just politics with bloodshed. The politics is just war without bloodshed. So we gon' let these shots be for us. Arm struggle, motherfucker. Arm up.
I'm the Uzi, the trusty Tuli. I bust smoothly, I'll leave blood spewing. I'm the foolie made by the Yehudi. I bust nines, you can use two of me at one time. Specialize in suppression, fire, and drive-by. 600 rounds per minute is how I'm fitting. Just picture when the clip is extended, this shit is ridiculous. Sometimes a whole 30, sometimes a whole 50. I'm light so you can lift me and move swiftly, I get busy. I don't do long distance or have good position. My position is counter-offensive, I'm vicious. I leave you dripping to everybody that's chilling with you. I'm relentless, everybody can get the issue. I can buy you time so you can find a new place to hide behind. I'm not reliable. I'm designed to survive. Try me. Rah! That's what it sounds like when gorillas cry. Hey! Hey, cool. I'm a boy way too cool. It's time to kill the enemy. Killing people's war. B-T-Y-Y-2. Arm stubble, motherfucker. That UZI make everybody die. This submachine gun ain't the one. It's no joke. Everybody getting smoked. Spread pigs, politicians, avaricious businessmen. Oink, oink, bang, bang, spray, spray. Brrrrat. Black power, blood baths, and land showers.
Peace, 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 peace from the Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of New Knowledge Radio, place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. You're here, Warrior Wednesday, with the host and founder of Warrior Wednesday, Black Survivor Die Series, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, and National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Federal Party for Self-Defense under leadership of Christian Muhammad, my brother, and warrior comrade, Minister King Samir Shabazz. That phone number to call his family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments, classes, and sessions. Tell the warrior to tell the warrior that we are all live Warrior Wednesday with our warrior educator, Minister King Samir Shabazz. I've been given the task, duty, responsibility, honor, and privilege of opening up the class today. So I'm going to be reading from Inyasasim, the calendar of revolutionary daily thoughts given to us by our living ancestor and warrior educator, Dr. Nwale K. Bomani Marudi, May 22nd. It starts off with, never lend anybody the book you want back. You'll never get it back. And this is a quote from our warrior ancestor, the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. So never lend anybody the book you want. You'll never get it back. It may appear otherwise, but more selfless words should never be spoken. Certainly those of us to do so should be held accountable for buildings, for building the communal libraries our present and future minds so desperately need. Not only are there reading materials we need not found in the public library, but also to recognize that public libraries are social welfare. They are dependent upon tax dollars for survival. Common sense should tell us that even if the classics our children need to read are in public libraries, they may not be available for them when we need them to be. Regardless, the private libraries we must build must be readily available to the community, but with all due caution. Experience teaches us that lessons of loss to generous spirits because most times we cannot read intent. Well and not so well, attention individuals have been known not to return what is not theirs. With the respect to the later, the deception often out of jealousy and or the desire to destroy all evidence of an African consciousness and lack of home training of some of those with regards to their things should not deter us from sharing. We are acquisitors and guardians of our people's libraries. We have to open ourselves while establishing rules where Africans can benefit from our libraries without the books themselves leaving our residences. Affirmation, I share but keep my library. And that is from Inyasasim, a calendar of daily revolutionary thoughts by our living ancestor and warrior educator of Occupant House, Occupant Institute, Dr. Nwale K. Bomani Marudi. And we are here on Warrior Wednesday on the 5th month, the 22nd day of 2019 in the Supreme Mathematics. Today is wisdom, wisdom, all being born to culture, freedom. So with that, I'm going to read from Blood in My Eye, George Lester Jackson, another book that every gorilla in the midst, every gorilla in the ghetto, every gorilla on the planet, regardless of where you find these African liberators, the liberation of the mind and the reawakening of the African insurrection spirit is necessary because we're dealing in a warfare culture. So we're dealing with today from the standpoint of a warfare culture. So we're here on Warrior Wednesday to invigorate, to enthrall, to expand the consciousness and incite a spirit of insurrection for the reformation, reconciliation, liberation and salvation of African people, and the destruction of our enemies, both foreign and domestic. So with that comes along with an understanding of a culture of warfare. So we're here today to deal with that intensely. So I just want to set the stage for today's degree. I'm on page 41 of Blood in My Eye by our warrior ancestor, the Black Dragon himself, George Lester Jackson. All right. Let me get it together. So we're dealing with culture and the wisdom degree of the supreme alphabet is victory. So if you, in your culture, a culture is a people's immune system. So if we're dealing with that, that means that we are seeking to build up a culture. A culture is your way of life. So if you're dealing with a life-affirming culture and you're dealing with an enemy, the enemy must be vanquished. You must be victorious over your enemy in order for you to be victorious. So we're dealing with victory from this regard. We're dealing with this culture squared. 2 times 2 is 4. So we're dealing with this from that perspective. 2 plus 2, 2 times 2. We're dealing with a doubling effect in regards to our consciousness, in regards to the vein of our liberation strategies via psycho-spiritual guerrilla warfare in the vanquishing and destruction of our enemies, decimating them wholly and eradicating them off of the face of the planet Earth. This is what is necessary. This is what's needed. So this is the education mechanism that is being used and employed here from a tactical standpoint, from a proper propaganda standpoint, as our warrior educator, Mr. King Samir Shabazz, greatly has equipped us with the set ability to be able to be prepared for the psycho-spiritual Euro-dominated onslaught that has our people in a space where they feel powerless, where they feel oppressed. So eradicating that psychology, eradicating that mind state takes some Black Survivor Die series training and indoctrination, brainwashing for the committed that are among us who will get this done. The committed among us who will raise up a warrior crop in their generations that will continue on as reserve troops for this particular warfare, because our enemies are at everybody in our generations. Not just our brothers, not just our sisters, our children also, our elders also, our ancestors as we can see. Through improper propaganda campaigns and direct ambush assaults. So we have to be in a position of strategy and of militaristic psycho-spiritual warfare to be able to be counter-terrorists against the terrorism and the terrorists amongst our people, lost in our people at every level. So we read down here at the bottom of 41 on Blood in My Eye by George Lester Jackson. Our present problem as soldiers is to protect our political people at their work and force the increasing demands that the people, as a political result, will make upon power. I was just studying some guerrilla tactics of the Vietnam War. As I said before, there's two places where the United States of America's military is not: Somalia and Vietnam. So the guerrilla training, the two wars that was most devastating, two conflicts that was most devastating to the United States of America happened in those two regions, in the jungles of Vietnam, in the concrete jungles of Somalia. They went from conventional warfare to guerrilla warfare to urban warfare. Those conventional attacks that they were using were destructive. So the military might, in advanced technology, superior firepower, put them at a disadvantage in a place where it was supposed to be an advantage. So we have to understand that with our guerrilla operations, there are some tactics, techniques, and procedures that we have to study, and we have to know, and we have to learn, and we have to teach, and we have to put this in real-time activation, because this is culture, and you're free through this culture. So understanding the purpose of political education, understanding the importance of political education and how it moves and motivates and becomes a liberation tool in the mind for the liberation tool of the body to do what needs to be done in close quarters. So the Vietnam, they call them the Vietnam men amongst themselves. The United States military media propaganda campaign called them the Viet Cong. So understand that they were the men of Vietnam to their people. They were the vanguard of their people. They were the liberators of their people. And they had a political ideology campaign along with the guerrilla tactics. So they had the mind of a liberator. They had the mind of one who was in tune with their ancestral forces, one that was in tune with their deific forces, and one that was in tune with what needed to be done and how these things needed to be done against an overwhelming fighting force and expel them from their fucking land forever. So if we're in this mind frame and we're studying these tactics of warfare, you got to remember who the fuck they was listening to and who they was learning from. Who was amongst them? Who was employing them with these tactics, techniques, and procedures? Who was with the Viet Cong? Who was with the Vietnam men? Who was motivating them? Who was guiding them? Who was teaching them and training them? Who was showing them the art of propaganda campaigns? Who was having them yell over loudspeakers, "Soul brother, go home, it's not your war"? Who was over there having them draft up leaflets to say, "Black man, go home, this is not your war. This ain't got nothing to do with you. We lured these folks into a trap." We have to understand that our honorable warrior ancestor, Robert F. Williams, was in Vietnam. Was in Vietnam. Was in South America. Was in China and was in Africa. Teaching and training, motivating and inspiring, giving them tactics, techniques, and procedures of our Haitian ancestors, of our Maroon ancestors out of Jamaica. That art of camouflage, that art of moving in silence, that paramilitary guerrilla fighting force with a relentless and unyielding fight that fought their enemies into submission, and they had to retreat. And they've been there ever since. So you will see the progression of warfare, the landscape of the battlefield changing and calling for a complete restructuring and overhaul training of the fighting forces here occupying the Americas as a result of their destruction in Vietnam, their destruction in Somalia, and later to have those ghosts come back to haunt them in the mountains of Afghanistan and in the mountains and in the urban areas of Iraq. So these tactics, techniques, and procedures of guerrilla warfare, the tactics, techniques, and procedures of the Black Liberation Army, the tactics, the techniques, and procedures of our Black operative militaristic groups here that occupied the Americas, that fought this bastard on levels of insurrection unparalleled to what they would face out there in the jungles and out there in the ghettos of Somalia. We have not been trained to remember our connection to our liberators, to our freedom fighters, to those who fought in the spirit of insurrection, those who sent the marches in the daytime to look meek, to look passive, and those who would bring destruction come nightfall. Those who would kowtow, who would be sent to kowtow, who would be sent to bug dance, who would be sent to paralyze and to keep white America off their square and cut their motherfucking heads off in the nighttime. You don't get this kind of training because the ones who came, the descendants, thought this is what they did in order to survive. So they out here cooning and buffooning and buck dancing and doing all of this shit that is opposite of our culture, thinking it's going to sustain their life. So we got to understand that as we're working with this culture of insurrection. So now it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce you some present to others, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Rights Liberation Party and the National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Minister King Salman Shabazz, Black Panther.
Power, Black power, Black power. Abibi Fahoye. And death to white supremacy, white culture, and white menticide. You know, it's a lot on my mind at this very moment. Been a lot on my mind since I opened my eyes this morning. And you know, I've come to a point of understanding that this Europhilia has us so zombified to a complete, not even zombified, we're just dead. You know, I've been just paying attention to things that's been happening around the world. I've been paying attention to the storms and the damn near 20 tornadoes tearing up the Midwest, tearing up parts of the South. And I'm watching black people constantly I see more nigger shit videos than any goddamn. But I'm noticing more and more that the white man has declared war. Not since the damn rewriting of the Patriot Act. Not since the legislation of the swearing in of Obama. Hell, we could take this back to 1555. Hell, in fact, we can go back to 1460. We can go back to 1475. We can go back to goddamn 1492 if you want to. But the white man has declared open war on us. It is no longer police brutality. It's not even police terrorism. It is police murder and assassination. And it's weighing on my soul. But I want to thank y'all for just giving me your time. And I want to get down to serious business tonight. And I must thank the founder of Do the Knowledge Radio. For his consistency in his growth and development, and to the constant elevation, and to know that this is a man who sincerely gives for the people. So I'm humbly honored to have the Survive or Die class right here on Do the Knowledge Radio on Warrior Wednesdays. And I want to give a Black Power salute to Knowledge Born Allah. Heavy bill, God. Heavy bill. And it actually ties right in to the class lesson for tonight in two parts. In two parts. I want to give a Black Power salute to my national chairwoman and to all of the members of the New Black Panther Party under the leadership of Sister Warrior Crystal Muhammad. And a 5-star Black Power salute to the 5-star general of the Black Riders Liberation Army. Liberation Party, but I said Army for a reason. Because this is the point, we're at the point that it's going to take an army, not just a little sect here and a little sect there. We need a goddamn army to create the sect. I remember listening to a speech years ago, when Minister Farrakhan told his son, get the army together. When he became the Supreme Captain, he told him, get the army together. We need an army. See? How do you conceive or organize to build an army in the ghetto? There are armies of black men and black women in the ghetto. warriors are in the street, we have to educate them enough, to politicize them enough, train them enough to become warriors for African liberation, for the freedom and independence of themselves. See? So we have to understand who our enemy is. Right back at that point. Understand who our enemy is. And if we do not understand who our enemy is, our victory will be for nothing. Because now we just fighting for anything, fighting anybody. You want to fight for gay pride. You want to fight for more food stamps. You want to fight for more jobs on the plantation. You want to fight for a homo education in the white man's graveyard called the public school system. The laboratory of goddamn death. And it shows. See? So we have to understand our enemy. And I'm so glad you brought up propaganda, God. Proper propaganda. And this is the root of your Europhilia. Our Europhilia, our menticide. Programming, propagandizement. So we, the guerrillas in the ghetto, must develop all the characteristics and development of a guerrilla. I'm not talking about the individual personality. I said the characteristics and the development of a guerrilla army. I always say we have to be just as merciless as our enemies if we want to win this war. We have to be more merciless than the white man. We have to be more merciless to be able to say we're free. And we don't have to worry about menticide and Europhilia uprooting itself again. So we have to destroy everything of our enemy. At the stage that we're at right now, guerrillas, we need to assess where we are and where we got to go to build an army. And there's a lot of protocols or sub-protocols, I should say, protocols and sub-protocols on assessing. Now, at this stage, comrades, we are only equipped enough, and let's just keep it real. I'm talking about the guerrillas. I'm not talking about the masses who are fighting in the white man's army and the local police and on the police force and on. I'm not talking about the niggas. I'm talking about the guerrillas. At this stage, comrade, let's be real, we're only equipped enough to be guerrilla warriors. Think about it. even when we all combine and come to the table, comrade, and we're standing in ranks. The Hebrew Israelites, the Muslims of all sects, whatever damn sect they're from, some Christians, Muslims of the Nation of Islam, the gods in the earth, the Panthers and this revolutionary organization and that organization, all in ranks. See? So we have to assess clearly and definitively where we are and where we got to go to build an army. Where are we? Yeah, we know we're in the hells and smells of North America. We know this. But where are we? Think about it. Ask yourself, damn, where am I? And we're going to get into that answer in just a little bit. See, in order to even sit down to talk about war, we have to understand first and foremost, because if we're going to discuss anything about building an army, which is peace, I'm with it, but we have to set rules and regulations and protocols. Why? Because even in war itself, comrade, war has specific laws and rules of engagement. And anyone who ignores the laws will suffer defeat. Why? Because war ain't luck. War ain't no goddamn hocus pocus. Abracadabra. Now you see me, now you don't. War is real. War is bloody as hell. War is a massacre. But we have to understand why we are at war. We have to understand clearly and definitively why we are at war and who the fuck we are at war with. Definitively. There ain't no in-between and about it. Ain't no goddamn maybes. The white man is the enemy. Period. I don't give a damn how much you try to intellectualize it. You won't get it over on me. Don't care about your damn Temple University degrees, none of that bullshit. You won't get it over on me. The white man is the devil. Definitively, indefinitely, ain't no change. See? So we have to understand the laws of war. These are some of the things that we should be more politicized on. Whatever formation you're in. The science of war. You have to study military warfare. You have to study military history. You have to study your enemy's military. You have to study your enemy. We have to have a defining purpose and a defining understanding and a defining aim. What is our goals and objectives of building an army? And anyone who breaks those goals or stands outside of those goals and objectives is an automatic enemy. We got to stop playing. Damn it, even if it's your homeboy. Sister, even if it's your homegirl, we got to stop playing. We got to start checking these motherfuckers. Because if we're talking about building an army, damn it, it has to be right. We can't talk about killing white folks and killing these folks and killing these folks. Hell. And we on the battlefield fighting one another over some nigger shit. In the heat of battle. Something is seriously wrong with us. See? Because you don't understand your purpose. What we gonna get into? There are six laws of war. Six laws. Hope you got your pens and pads out. First law, homogeneity. Homogeneity. First law of war. Homogeneity is said to be stronger than unity. Homogeneity is bonded. For life. It's loyal to itself and everything around it. Because everything around it becomes bonded to it. See? So let's take a look at homogenized milk. Even if you break the milk apart. Even if you let it ferment and let the cream rise to the top. Because when the cream rises, it's separating itself. It's going into a new dimension. See? Showing you a different side of what it is. But its natural state is just in a different form. Either way, it's still milk. Right? So if you take even the cream and put the cream under a microscope, and then if you take the actual milk itself and put it under a microscope, you will see that it is of the same essence. That is homogeneity. See, you can separate it, but it's still the same. Unity, you could disrupt unity. You could separate it, disrupt it, and now make it fight one another. See? So let's look at now how the white man, the master scientist of wickedness, has taken the black man and the black woman, one of the same essence, and now caused them to fight and kill one another. See? Oh, you don't understand the process of graftation. You don't understand the mindset of this practice. But homogeneity, stronger than unity. It's bonded. So no matter how much you separate it, how much you beat it down, it's still going to remain the same. It's still going to be sincere to African people. It ain't going to sell out. It ain't going to coon out and Sambo down the goddamn walkway. It's going to remain the same. Next law. Respect for the leader. Mm, 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 mm. These are the laws of war. And I didn't write it. Just to let you know. But as always, I do my research. Got to be able to show and prove with facts. Even our most well-respected revolutionaries agreed and all confirmed that, this is pretty much it. These laws came from the mind of a revolutionary warrior. Respect for the leader. It's called the Queen Bee Syndrome. The gorilla should have the Queen Bee Syndrome mentality. Your army should have the Queen Bee Syndrome mentality. You don't understand the nature of a bee. You don't understand the science of a bee. You don't understand the military mind of a bee. See? We're not even talking about the military mind and protocols of the ant. Right now, we're talking about the bee. See, every time the bee hive completes its process, it then changes queens, gives birth to a new queen. That new queen then takes some of the experienced soldiers with her to start a new hive. See? Then they protect that new hive. The existing hive then protects that new hive. Now that process is repeated. So when the second hive, or now second command, which now becomes the first command post, is flanked and blacked up by the existing beehive, and this is how there's so many beehives. See? All over the world, there's so many hives, but understand, they know their job is to protect the queen. Any breakdown puts the queen in danger. Any breakdown of the protocol puts the queen in danger. Don't care if it's 25 million bees. All it takes is one to slip off of their post or go against the homogeneity. See? That puts the queen in danger. That puts the leader in danger. So when you got niggas out here running their mouth who ain't doing shit, see? When you got folks who just popping in and out of organizations whenever the fuck they feel like it. When you got folks in organizations popping up at the meetings whenever the fuck they feel like it. Coming out to do the work with the people whenever the fuck they feel like. Just being a nigga whenever the fuck they feel like. This kind of mentality puts the leader in danger. So we gotta check it from the gate. Because anything against the protocol, anybody who slips against the protocol, this is war. When you go against protocol, you not only put yourself in danger. You not only put your brother and your sisters in danger, you put the leader in danger. So when you put the leader in danger, this means you become automatic enemy. And should be outright dealt with accordingly to whatever laws that are drawn up according to the Army's protocol that you're building. Because you have to talk about what are we going to do with the treasonous and the betrayers. Because they are in direct danger to the enemy, to the leader. Because they have become enemies. So this is why we say when someone is in bad standing, those who are in good standing are to have no contact with those who are now in bad standing. Unless there's, you know, specific situation. Outside of husband and wife or, you know, working together. But even still, even in that point, you have become enemy. So once you become enemy, there is no contact with the goddamn enemy. Period. Once you cross the line, once you sell us out, once you snitch on us, brothers and sisters, there's no favor with that. And we got to get out of that kind of goddamn weak-ass mentality. Oh, but I love him so much. Do you realize this man just gave up the whole goddamn plan? So your love for his ding-a-ling will override our freedom? Look at how sick we are. Respect for the leader. Some of you niggas in these organizations ain't even got no respect for yourself, let alone the leader of the organization. Some of y'all talk about Crystal Muhammad like a dog. Not to me. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go in your goddamn mouth. I'm going to go in your mouth. Talk about General Taco like a dog. Not to me. I'm telling you, I'll go in your goddamn mouth. Jump all the way in your damn soul. You talk about Khalid Muhammad like a dog. We have to have more respect for our leaders. Hell, you talk about me like a goddamn dog. But here it is, once again, humble little me. Because I understand your affiliate. See? You just sick in the head. Even with all your red, black, and green on, you still a sick nigga. But I understand. See, I got the remedy. I got the cure. Not just some little Band-Aid teaching. Huh? You niggas dealing with fucking little Band-Aid teaching. No. We got cures over here, buddy. We will cure your sicknesses. We will cure your mental diseases. Huh? You run around here talking about you bipolar. Uh-huh. Fool, you ain't buy nothing. You can't even buy a goddamn bag of chips and a fucking spring water. You ain't buy nothing. See, we've allowed improper propaganda to distinguish who we are. Let me tell y'all something. Do you know one of the first rules to look for when these psychologists and psychiatrists look are dealing with mental illness patients, even if it's for the first time? If you say that you are God, for instance, do you know they classify that as a mental sickness? So here it is, the 5% classified as mentally sick patients. Who says they are God more than we do? See, so what is that telling you? That's one of the first goddamn things they're taught to look for. See? But you don't understand this white man's mind. His propaganda runs deep. See, it runs deep into your DNA. This is why you still producing savages. Because you don't even have respect for your own self as the leader of self. So no wonder you have no respect for the leaders of your organization. No organization is perfect. Let me make that very clear to you. No organization is perfect. Not a one. If you say the Moors, you a goddamn lie. You say the Israelites, you a damn lie. You want to talk about the nation? You a damn lie. I'm not even going to even mention the nation of God's earth. You think the party is fucking perfect? You a damn lie. Hell no. No organization is perfect. Why? Because we're all coming up out of the mental side. We have all recognized that there is a problem within us. There's a problem with African people. That at least we're willing to stand up and do something. We have recognized the fact within us. This is why many of us have become guerrillas in the ghetto. Right? Because we recognized there was a problem within us. Because it was a problem within our own hood. So we stood up to make change. We stood up to revolutionize the ghetto. So now we are the vanguard of the ghetto. You live in the suburbs, shut up. Your ass black, you in the ghetto. But I'm talking to the guerrillas tonight. Respect the leader, man. Because once you put yourself in danger, you put your leader in danger. And once your leader is in danger, there's a very serious problem. Once your leader is in danger, there's a serious problem. And I hope you have been trained enough to get your leader out of that damn problem that your ego has caused. That's your hatred for yourself when it all boils down. Put your leader in danger. So follow your instructions that your leader gives you. He's in charge for a reason, obviously. So why be irrationally redundant as a goddamn reactionary, as a emotional reactionary? Why? Well, you can just follow instructions and keep the wheel rolling and balance and harmony. See, this is why we can't build no army, because there's too many fucking egos. First thing niggas want to start throwing around is their religion. See? Want to put a big-ass unk on the table and everybody got to sit this kind of way. Nigga, sit your ass down. Crackers out here killing us. You want to talk about some damn sitting position so Mercury can fucking align with our chakra? Sit your damn dumb ass down. Damn it, let's talk about some goddamn bullets and grenades and fucking gunpowder and survival knives. Huh. How are we going to save our people?
What?
Yeah.
Talk about how we're going to protect our women. Talk about how we're going to fucking protect our babies.